This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the DLP renews call for government to reduce the price of gas at the pumps. Combermere School closed today due to a water outage. BAMP reports a rise in respiratory illness but urges Barbadians not to panic. The Home Affairs Minister heaps praises on the new Caribbean logistics hub. And Vincentian police probe a grounded vessel with close to a dozen decomposed bodies on board. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The main opposition spokesperson on energy is taking the minister and the Ministry of Finance to task over the high cost of gas Barbadians are forced to bear, even though prices continue to fluctuate in the international market. At a press conference yesterday, Minister Ryan Strachan said that despite globally there may be some decline, they have seen a lot of turbulence within the international trade market in the last few months. He said despite this, government is working on getting gas into the country at an affordable rate.
We continue to monitor how much taxes we take from the excise structure as it relates to oil. We have been focused on how do we get the best value and cleaner fuels into the country. And therefore, there will continue to be volatility as it relates to international oil prices, as well as fuel prices.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan. However, DLP spokesperson on energy, Senator Ryan Walters, accused government of unfair treatment towards Barbadians.
Barbadians are concerned with the government not being fair to them. And if you continue to listen to the minister, he is pretty much saying that where the government is saving consumers on one end, they have to recoup the money that they're using to combat cost of living from one end from another source. And that source clearly has to be prices at the pump, because they have refused to reduce the price at the pump, although there's an admission that the price of oil internationally has reduced. And therefore, they themselves are getting the oil cheaper when it comes into Barbados.
He has criticized government for not allowing local gas prices to be consistent with global trends.
Minister of Finance has acknowledged that there has been a decline globally of the price of oil. And what we are saying is that traditionally, when we saw a decline in the price of oil globally, we would also see a corresponding decline at the pumps in Barbados. That has been the trend for many years, where the price of oil, as it fluctuates, we will see those fluctuations at the pump. Now, for the last, I would say, about 18 months, we have seen consistent declines in the price of oil, and there has been one reduction over the first 14 months, and then a corresponding two increases over the last 4 to 5 months. And this is not fair to Barbadians, who have been experiencing an increasingly high cost of living.
DLP spokesperson on energy, Senator Ryan Walters. Combermere School is closed today for regular students and most staff due to a water outage in the area. Principal Robin Douglas says the disruption is as a result of work being carried out by the Barbados Water Authority. However, he told Starcom Network News, students scheduled to sit CXC examinations, including both CSEC and CAPE, are still required to report to school as planned.
Due to work being done by the Barbados Water Authority in the area, general environs of Combermere School, there is no water at the school, and as such, there is no school for students today and for most of staff. This does not include students who were scheduled to take CXC examinations today, and this covers both CSEC and CAPE level examinations. They are still to report to school. They should know and should be assured that there will be bathroom facilities for them, and also a modified menu at the canteen for them, but they are still encouraged to bring their own drinking water.
Principal of the Combermere School, Robin Douglas. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners is reporting a rise in respiratory illnesses, but says there's no need for alarm. President Dr. Linda Williams says the rise in cases is largely linked to influenza A infections and is in line with global trends.
Since about January, February, there has been an upsurge in the number of cases of respiratory illness, most of which have been due to influenza A. However, we are aware that Respiratory viruses have also been rising worldwide, including some new strains of COVID virus, which are being seen in Singapore and Hong Kong and Thailand at this point in time. There is no need for panic. There's no need for fear. Everyone should just continue all of the hand sanitizing protocols and common sense protocols that we have been employing since the time of COVID until you're told otherwise.
She adds that Saharan dust has also been a contributing factor to the surge in respiratory illnesses.
There's been a lot of Sahara dust noticeable recently, and this has caused some illnesses also in terms of allergy and allergic rhinitis, which is, you know, allergies affecting the nose and the eyes. So there might be cause there for some people who know that they suffer from asthma and allergies to wear a mask also to assist them with the Sahara dust. We encourage everyone, if you are around people who are vulnerable, to take particular precautions with them and to make sure that you don't spread a virus to a vulnerable person. Wear a mask when dealing with them or with handling them if you've been exposed to a respiratory virus.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne says the Mia Mottley administration has no moral authority to criticize the DLP over the amount of debt incurred when they were in government. He highlighted this during the debate on the Insurance Amendment Act, which spoke to the need for Barbadians to be proactive and understand the evolving landscape of the insurance industry.
The time has come when these condemnations, when these accusations will lose what may appear to be their substance, when one remembers that the debt obligations of this government, certainly within the past year or the past few years, are now so heavy that the same condemnation that the honorable member makes of the last government can now be made of this government by a succeeding government. And one needs to remember that.
But in his maiden contribution, Member of Parliament for St. James North, Chad Blackman, challenged the opposition leader's accusation.
The Democratic Labour Party, Mr. Speaker, is in no position to lecture, teach, admonish, or any other phrase you want to put there, the Barbados Labour Party or the public of Barbados on the issue of debt restructuring, and the capacity thereof. Lest we forget that under the Democratic Labour Party's leadership from 2008 to 2018, our country became a country not just that was borrowing excessively, they borrowed so much with little to show, no garbage trucks, no buses, cutting of tuition fees, all the sorts, garbage flowing on the streets, the social infrastructure, the physical infrastructure, under total decay, nothing to show.
Member of Parliament for St. James North, Chad Blackman. Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams is hailing the newly opened Caribbean Regional Logistics Hub and Center of Excellence at the Grantley Adams International Airport as a major development for the entire region. The massive warehouse will be equipped over the next few weeks with 1,300 pallets of critical food items, medical supplies, and other items necessary for emergency use in the event of a natural disaster. Speaking on the sidelines of Parliament yesterday, Abrams spoke to Starcom Network News about the hub's value.
As the Minister for Home Affairs, I approach the hurricane season with some degree of trepidation because we can't control what happens. I hope that nothing happens for Barbados. But in the event that it does, we have, within our own country, the ability to store large amounts of relief supplies. I'm not just talking foodstuffs. I'm talking generators. I'm talking big, bulky items that we actually have nowhere else to store them. And it doesn't just affect us because of our geographical location. And that's why we were chosen. Because of our geographical location, anything affecting the rest of the Caribbean has to pass Barbados first.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. And finally, in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, police say they have recovered passports from the West African state of Mali as investigations continue into the discovery of a vessel that washed ashore in the area of Little Bay Cherry Hill on the island of Kanawan on Monday with what appeared to be decomposed human remains on board. In a statement updating the population in the probe, the police said they received a report on Monday regarding a suspicious vessel found along the coastline. The boat, in which the remains of 11 people were discovered. Officers from the Kanawan Police Station responded, and upon inspection, those remains were found. Recapping the headlines. The DLP renews call for government to reduce the price of gas at the pump. BAMP reports a rise in respiratory illnesses, urges Barbadians not to panic. Combermere School closed due to a water outage. The Home Affairs Minister heaps praises on the new Caribbean Logistics Hub, and Vincentian Police probe a grounded vessel with close to a dozen decomposed bodies on board. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning. And the 7:30 edition of the latest was brought to you this morning by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.
Imagine life as a cricket match. You're playing well, enjoying the game, when suddenly an unexpected delivery comes your way. A critical illness can be that surprise bouncer. Fast, unpredictable, and challenging. Having critical illness insurance can be your game changer, providing financial support when you need it most. Don't wait for the unexpected. Get the right coverage with a critical illness insurance solution from Sagicor. For more information, visit Sagicor.com today. Terms and conditions apply.
And of course, don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News. It's news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. It's 18 minutes to 8 o'clock, at 12 minutes to 8. That will be time for your greenback moment on health. It's Wednesday, so this afternoon, yes, we're jumping from now to this afternoon, we will be on the road with the Food and Flowers show. We had some entrants for our Grow Your Own Food competition, and it was all about lettuce. You're only growing lettuce for this one. So we go on the road this afternoon with our judges to have a look and to see who will be the grand prize winners. So that's going to be exciting. Join me from 3 until 5 o'clock this afternoon where we go live. We take the Food and Flowers show live on the road.
Hey Fenty fam, have you heard? Fenty Beauty and Fenty Skin will now be available at Bridgetown Duty Free Sheraton Mall. Get your glow on with your perfect shade of Pro Filter Foundation. Find your perfect lip combo. Grab the famous Hella Thick Mascara and so much more. All of your favorite Fenty Beauty and Fenty Skin now available at our Sheraton Mall location from June 7th. See you there.
Shop Fenty Beauty at Sheraton on June 7th and receive a free gift with select purchases while stocks last.
Hey, bingo fans. The St. Michael's School PTA Bingo returns to the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center on Thursday, May 29th. The price is $50 for 3 cards, 18 games, all cash prizes, gifts and giveaways, and a jackpot of $10,000. That's the St. Michael's School PTA Bingo, Thursday, May 29th at Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center, starting at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. All are welcome.
St. John, it's your very own Danny Mates. Join me for One Heart, One St. John, the week gathering marquee event, Saturday, May 31st at Gold Hill Playing Field and Bull Woods. 11 a.m., the T20 Cricket Clash begins at Gold Hill Playing Field. Culture versus the best of St. John. 2 p.m., it's the best of St. John domino competition in Bull Woods. And the action continues there. 3 p.m., the smell of roast breadfruit fills the air with our culinary showcase. A massive roasting pit, food stalls, a farmer's market, and a tea party. Don't miss the legendary pudding and sauce competition. 8 communities battling for flavor fame. At 5 p.m., our karaoke kings and queens hit the main stage. Then we close the night with the One Heart, One St. John party, featuring yours truly, along with Wendy Allen and friends, Grateful Cole, Sanctuary, Allison Hines, Lowrick, and more. Visit the NCF Barbados on social media for more details.
This Whitsuntide weekend, June 7th to 9th, all roads lead to the Garfield Sobers Gymnasium for the Trade and Innovation Expo. It's fun for the whole family with live entertainment, the Bajan Marketplace, a playground for kids, and mouth-watering cuisine by local chefs. Explore the Carrigard Disaster Management Pavilion and discover what to pack in your hurricane preparedness bag. Plus, we're launching new ready meals just in time for the hurricane season. Shop the best of locally made and manufactured products for exclusive deals and win fantastic prizes too. Tickets $20 for adults, $10 teens 13 to 15, $5 children 5 to 12, and BART members pay only $15. Get your tickets at all Ticket Nation locations, online at ticketnation.bb or at the door. The Trade and Innovation Expo, June 7th to 9th, Garfield Sobers Gymnasium, where innovation meets excitement. Well, good morning to you. Good morning and happy birthday to Jaleesa. Jaleesa, greetings coming today from your son, Jazaria, mom and dad, and your sister, Kelia, and the entire family. Happy birthday to you, Jaleesa. And we're talking mental health today. For a talking point, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your mental health and why? 1 being not in a good place. 10 being everything's great. And everything else in between, up to you. So someone says here, I am at a 7 because we're facing staff cuts, but God is able, so I will be fine no matter the outcome. Someone says, mine is at an 8.5. I lost my husband 10 months ago and sleep is my issue, but I'm getting back there. My condolence. Another WhatsApper says, I'm usually a 9, but today I'm a 3. I'm smiling, but no one knows that today I'm having marital challenges and I have to be the rock for everyone. I'm trying, but I can feel myself mentally breaking down. You know, there's so much in that statement. Oftentimes we go through things and we learn to function. It's almost like you're going to survival mode, but nobody really knows what you're going through. And then there are others who seem to believe that their major role in life is to say and act like everything is okay. When it's not. That certainly is not good for your mental health, that's for sure. We've got some people in Spooner's Hill saying they're begging the water authority for some water. I believe yours would be linked to the same challenge that's happening at the Combermere School. No water there either. You're very close by. So I understand some work is being done there. So just in case you were wondering. Then we have some in Kingsland. So it can't be linked to that. We here in Kingsland are begging for some water. Water's been off for the past 3 days and we've not seen a tanker over here in Crescent. Barbados Water Authority, residents of Crescent in Kingsland. Is it just Crescent or it has another like Crescent Road, Crescent Drive? What is that? Tell me, but they want some water. 12 minutes now to 8 o'clock, time for your Greenback Moment on Health.
Hello. Well, here we are again with another Greenback Moment on Health, brought to you by CS Pharmacy, Trident House, Broad Street, Richdown, and Standard Pharmacy on Tweedside Road in St. Michael. For medication, prescribed or over-the-counter, CS Pharmacy, Standard Pharmacy. And to use the new technology to make it even easier than it ever was, 231-1499. WhatsApp number 231-1499. Also, CS Pharmacy and Standard Pharmacy, the extras, way beyond the medication. We continue fighting back and drawing up a strategy against NCDs, non-communicable diseases, strokes, heart attacks, diabetes. Our information says our first line of defense against heart attacks and strokes is to identify our own personal risk factors and to develop a strategy to counteract them. And the next step is to carry the strategy through. We'll discover making some small but critical changes is not particularly difficult. And change is easiest and most effective when we make it in small stages. It helps to think of it as a journey to a place which we would really like to visit. We can't arrive right away. Traveling takes time. But each step will bring us a little closer to our destination. We'll find out that each stage of the voyage can be a joy in itself. In other words, we'll enjoy the journey and the destination. We'll learn some things on the way that'll stay with us forever. How's that? Keep listening for more in the Greenback Moment on Health. Thank you. CS Pharmacy and Standard Pharmacy, continuing to look after the good health of our nation every day, including half day on Sundays.
Thank you so much, Maurice. That was your Greenback Moment on Health. 10 minutes now to 8 o'clock, time for your Traffic Beaters Traffic Report. And joining me again this morning is Sergeant Gabriel. Good morning.
A beautiful Wednesday morning to you, Carol. How are you doing today?
I am well. You?
That's good. I'm well, too. I'm also thankful for asking. And a blessed Wednesday morning to all of our listeners, all road users. We're going to look at our highways this morning for this first and only report coming from me. The Royal Map Highway this morning coming from the area of Westmoreland heading into Lancaster and then over to Arch Hall. We have steady conditions and that goes right into the area of Bagatelle and then into the Warrens area. Along the Highway 1 coming from Poletown heading into Sandy Lane, Payne Bay Village. We have steady movement there too, right into the Frank World Roundabout, heading in a northerly direction, moderate and building. Along the Mighty Greener Highway from the Frank World Roundabout, we have steady conditions right into the area of the Holden Circle Junction, out of the city, light to moderate and flowing. And finally, along Highway 7, coming from the area of Maxwell, heading into the Top Rock Roundabout, we have steady conditions there as usual. That goes right into St. Lawrence Main Road. But once you get to Worthing, Hastings, and Upper Bay Street, conditions are moderate and flowing as you head into the city. So that has been our traffic for this beautiful Wednesday morning. Remember to stay safe, stay alert, and be good to yourself. Good morning.
Thank you so much, Sergeant Gabriel.
Hello, welcome to the neighborhood.
With CIBC Caribbean, you can go ahead and start planning your warm welcome to your new home. We'll make it a reality with up to 95% financing and up to 35 years to repay. If you act now, you'll enjoy a 90-day payment holiday. That's no mortgage payments for 3 months. Speak with a relationship manager today or visit cibccaribbean.com/welcome home for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Get your tickets for the ultimate weekend at Barbados Gospel Fest 2025. Friday, May 30th, it's Laughter and Jazz at Savio the Bay, featuring the hilarious Akis Tuesdays. Saturday, May 31st, get ready for Ultimate Gospel, a taste of the Caribbean at Kensington Oval with the anointed Bridget Blucher and more. Then on Sunday, June 1st, don't miss Court's One Awesome Day at Farley Hill with Positive. Sharon Gardner. And a powerhouse lineup. Tickets are on sale now at Things Gospel, El Bethel and Joe's Pharmacies, CLC, Ticket Nation Outlets, or online at ticketnation.bb. So lock in your spot. 3 sweet days, 1 unforgettable weekend at Barbados Gospel Fest 2025.
Good morning to you, VOB 92.9 FM. Let me send out some birthday greetings now. Birthday greetings going out to Paula Bridgman. She's 12 years old today. Happy birthday to you. Greetings coming to you from the entire family, Paula Bridgman. Happy birthday. Birthday greetings also going out to Wendy Burnett from Lower Enterprise Carter's Gap in Christchurch, from your son, your sister, your granddaughter, and the entire family. So Wendy Burnett, enjoy your day. Celeste Herbert is celebrating her birthday today. She's the big 6-0, looking like a young yam. Happy birthday to you. Greetings coming to you from the entire family, including your husband, John, from Kevin, Kirsten, and Kyle, and all of your family and friends. Enjoy, enjoy. It's Tina Turner. Let's stay together.
Let me say the same, baby. Since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is all I need. Let me be the one you call. I'm running to.
Now to 8 o'clock, let's head on over to Inchcape Barbados Limited, and I've got Ian Daniel on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Carol. You certainly do have me on the line. How are you?
I'm well. You?
Fantastic.
Good.
Good morning, Barbados. Everyone listening to this fantastic station. What I have to tell you this morning is that the Mercedes-Benz EQE 350 Plus Taxi Revolution and Evolution and beautification is continuing. I can't say it started, because last year we sold both EQE sedan and an SUV into the market. This week we delivered another one. We have two more sedans going out. And you know why? Because not only quality, beauty, silence, but now we are talking some significant savings on your former diesel or gasoline drivetrain. For instance, we are getting fantastic range on the EQE 350 Plus, whether it's sedan, whether it's SUV, in some cases over 700 kilometers on 100% charge. So you have your clients in the vehicle, they're enjoying. I mean, Mercedes-Benz were silent before with all the song deadening and quiet engines and so on, but no, there's no engine. So it's an ethereal experience when you are being transported in one of our Mercedes-Benz EV taxis. And of course, in some cases, when the season is running and drivers are paying something like, you know, $500-$600 a week in fuel, imagine now you're getting, goodness, over 600-700 kilometers in some cases. Of course, it depends on how you're driving. So that economy is fantastic. It's saving. What's not to like? We have in stock both SUVs and sedans. Come up and see us. put that Z-Pay on something that is going to redound to your bank account in a very positive way. Mm. What's not to like, Carl? If you ever see a Z from us on an EV, raise your hand and get a lift. How's that?
All right, sir.
Have a great day. We'll be talking again soon. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye now. And that, of course, was your live showroom update from Inchcape Barbados Limited. Inchcape Barbados Limited.